listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Attention Browns backers, check out the completely redesigned Browns backers portal and take your experience as a Browns fan, a 6-3 first place in the AFC North Browns fan, to a whole new level with exclusive access, giveaways, and more. Register now for free at fans.clevelandbrowns.com. The general of the Browns, Mike Pettine, 6-3 in his first 9 games in the National Football League, spoke with the media following the Browns' statement win over the Bengals.
Very happy for the organization and more importantly our fans last night. Gave the dog pound something to be extremely proud of. I'm sure a lot of them woke up with smiles on their face, and I'm sure there was another outbreak of Browns flu today in the area. But watching the film, it was a good night for us, but we still have a ways to go. But I just thought last night was really a function of what we've been preaching: team football, mental toughness. I think the mental part of it was emphasized this week, just because of dealing with the short week and the scheduling, and just really your whole football world. You get out of that routine, and that's very difficult to deal with, especially having to go on the road. But I thought the guys handled it great. The staff handled it great. Now we're fortunate we get a little bit of time to enjoy it with essentially a mini bye, but our approach is no different. I mean, we'll be very focused when we get back in. The last time we had a big win was in the division was Pittsburgh, and didn't play so well the next week against Jacksonville. So that's stuff that I'll certainly address with the team when we get back together. But we will take a little bit of time to enjoy this one and to get our batteries recharged.
And Mike, that dominant win seemed to legitimize you guys to the outside world. What do you hope it accomplishes internally, just being able to, completely control a game on both sides of the ball like that?
I just think it just further cements what we're building. I know last night came as a surprise to people outside, but it didn't come as a surprise to us. But I just think it was a great boost for our confidence. And as I said last night, this is a tight group, and they play hard. They play hard for each other, and that's when you know that you're headed in the right direction when your guys play that way.
Hey, Mike, all coaches say next man up, but you're making it work here. What is the key to making that happen?
Well, it's having quality players to be the next man up, and to me, that's a function of Ray Farmer's department. I think we do a good job of identifying guys and acquiring them and any means that you have to. The Nick McDonald situation, I think, is a perfect example that it looked to kind of be an odd move to take a guy that was recovering from a motorcycle accident back in training camp, and obviously it's paying dividends for us. So that's just huge for us to be able to have that depth. And then I think the second part of it, of next man up, is coaching. And I mentioned this before when this conversation came up, I constantly stress to the coaches, don't just coach your starters, that the true measure of an assistant coach is how well do the backups play when they have to get in there. That's important, because there's injuries are a big part of this game. And I think the good teams find a way to have there not be a significant drop off when guys are out.
Hey, Mike, speaking of Nick McDonald, I thought I saw him leave the stadium in a walking boot. If I'm mistaken, I apologize, but could you update him and other injuries like Phil Taylor?
Yeah, I haven't met with Joe yet, so I don't have much of an update. I know Nick had just a little something in his calf that was bothering him, so I have a feeling that was more precautionary than anything else.
Hey, Mike, you mentioned that how you felt comfortable with the game plans going into last night. Can you just explain a little bit what you liked about the approach on each side of the ball, why you thought it worked, and then why it was effective?
Well, I think in a short week that it's important that you run stuff that your guys know, that they feel comfortable with, that you've logged a good amount of reps, whether it's going back to OTAs, whether it's through training camp. And to me, to have that success on a short week with, I don't want to say simplified game plans, but but ones that were cut down some. It's just a reminder, and it reminds me of a quote that Rex used to say all the time: "Is you know, football is a simple game that's made complicated by coaches." So I thought we did a good job of identifying these are the things. It was a two-part question: what do we do well, and then what would be good to do in this game versus this opponent? And I thought both coordinators did a good job of identifying in our package, in our inventory of what we liked, what we do well. And matching it up with what we felt would work last night.
Mike, based on the. Oh, go ahead.
Mike, Carlos Dansby said last night that he was so well prepared on the defense that they could read a lot of plays before the snap. Could you just talk about how much more intensely you guys went into preparation last week as opposed to actually physical practice? I know you said, I think you said last night you didn't even take a live rep.
Yeah, that's correct. Monday was just, we just had meetings at night. Then Tuesday was essentially, you know, giving them the day off, the body of the day, and then we brought them in at night to meet, and it was essentially a jog through. And then Wednesday was a big mental day. It was all meetings and walkthrough, and then we traveled and met again and watched the film of the walkthrough, and then walked through again yesterday morning at the hotel. And the mental reps are important, but I thought the guys, when the Tampa game was over, you know, the challenge that we threw out to the players was, hey, we're all in on this next one. That we don't, there's no time to waste. So we need to get into your iPads, get into the scouting report, get into this film. It is a short week, but it's not impossible to still get the mental part of it in. We just weren't going to tax them physically, but we still wanted to make sure that we got in what was necessary to be prepared mentally.
Mike, what do you attribute to Joe Hayden's recent play the last 5 weeks or so, and how much of that is a function of him just kind of getting used to this game?
Well, I think that's part of it, but Joe's a very confident guy, and you could just see that growing. I think the more confident he gets, the better he plays, and I think that's very, it's natural that comes with that position. When you're confident, you will play better. And I just think he trusts in the system. I mean, we do a lot of subtle things in coverage where there's communication between him and the safeties, and we can work the coverages a lot of different ways. And you know, we equate it to a toolbox, and they have different tools in their toolbox they can use. And I think they're just all becoming very comfortable with each other and knowing what works and what doesn't.
Hey, Mike, here's a weekly running back question. Should we assume that Terrence West is the feature back, or should we assume that any one of those three on any given day can be?
Yeah, we'll still just the depth that we have there. It'll still come down to the game plan, and then how the week of practice goes. We can steer it. We have options. We can steer it a couple different ways. I thought last night worked out well the way it was split up. There were, you know, when a guy needed to come out and take a break, then we could put the next guy in there, and to me it can be problematic for a defense as well. But I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, we're committed to a three running back system for the rest of the season. Here's how we're going to do it. It I would still put it in the week to week category.
Coach, can you address the role that Brian Hoyer has played in getting you guys to this point? And I guess, you know, try to assess for us how, you know, just how good of a quarterback is Brian.
Well, the numbers don't lie. I mean, he's having a heck of a year for us, and the important number is the six wins. But I think last night is also a function of how the guys played around him. I mean, we were very quick to criticize Brian and some of the recent games, you know, Jacksonville in particular, when we all know that the 10 guys around him, the supporting cast, didn't play that well. And I thought last night that offensive line played well. We ran the ball, which got us back to our formula. You know, we could protect him. I don't think we gave up a sack. I don't even know how many times he was hit or really hurried. But, you know, and the receivers ran good routes, caught the ball. That I just think it was his play and how it ended up, I think, is still a function of how those other guys are doing. But we're very pleased with where Brian is. And, you know, the bottom line is winning. I thought he did a real good job in the second half when we did get the lead to essentially keep things low risk and work the clock.
Hey, Coach, how do you get these guys to handle success in a good way?
Yeah, it's something that we definitely have to address, and we've had to do it. We talked about it after every win, and I think it'll be very important after this one. This was a big win for us, and I think it surprised a lot of people, and there already started to be a major overreaction to it. People starting to talk about playoffs and just grandiose plans for this team, and hopefully our guys know better, but I'll help remind them that we're still, it's a National Football League. It's one game at a time. We'll have the whole off season to sit back and reflect on what we did well and the wins and the better moments we've had. But we're just, like I said, we're going to enjoy this one for a little bit. Take some time off, get recharged, and then come right back, and our full focus will be on the Houston Texans.
Mike, another running back question. When you were with the Jets or the Ravens, can you remember 50 rush attempts ever, and also three different running backs scoring a touchdown?
Yeah, I'm not I have a hard time remembering what I had for breakfast yesterday, so I'm not a big stats guy. I do know that there were games where we were well up into the 40s rushing attempt-wise in New York, and when it was that whole, the 2009-2010 ground and pound when we made those two playoff runs, and I know we ran the ball extremely well. I know there were games that we were up into the 40s. I just don't know if we ever topped 50.
Mike, I think on Tuesday you said you don't ignore the playoffs when you're talking to the guys, but after a big win, and you mentioned that people are already looking ahead, do you have to find a balance with the guys when you discuss team goals and getting to the playoffs?
Well, I think you have to tie that in. I mean, you don't want to ignore it because we know what's out there. But you address it, and yes, of course, it was our goal in the beginning of the year. We wanted to be a playoff team. Why not us? We talked about the number of teams that had gone from, the 11, 12 years in a row, teams had gone from worst to first, at least one worst to first in the division, and the number of teams that didn't make the playoffs one year that make it the next. And we weren't going to hide from it, but at the same time, they have to know that in order to accomplish that, that we have to be extraordinary, and then we have to be extraordinary each week. And I think as long as you talk about playoffs in the context of the next game is the most important one, and it's a step towards that direction, that I think it's okay. I think it's a mistake if you just ignore it.
Got time for one
Mike,
more.
You mentioned running back production is based a lot on practice play, and based on the production and the lineups we see on the field, sounds like it's a pretty epic practice battle week to week at running back. So what insight can you lend into what needs to be done, what guys are doing in practice to separate themselves each week at that position?
Well, it's not just the actual on the field part too. It's the classroom, picking up the game plan, making sure. I mean, it's the who's just getting pluses on their grade sheet. Who's not making mental mistakes? And that's something when you have a position, and same goes at corner for us. I mean, when you have a position where you feel like you have a surplus of depth, to me, there's no better motivator than competition, and that to me is guys. Guys play better when they're being pushed a little bit.
That was the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, after the Browns' 24-3 win over the Cincinnati Bengals. He spoke with the media today. That was that conference call there. Love what he said. He's focused on getting back to work. Noted immediately the last time they put a whooping on a division opponent, 31-10, they went out and lost the next week to Jacksonville. So he is going to make sure that the team remembers that. I like it. Focused on the win at hand. And, Matt, we've got to focus because we're running out of time here on a loaded Victory Friday edition of CBD. It's time to hand out our game balls for the Browns and their victory over the Bengals. I'll start with you, my man.
You got it, bro. And again, as I said earlier, there are so many people, and I on my drive in, I could have said, I'm going to give everybody a game ball, but that's not what we're going to do today. But what I will do is I'm going to give away three away offensively and three away defensively. So my game balls offensively go to Brian Hoyer, and I think his statistics and his leadership and his production speak for themselves. I am going to go with Terrence West emerging, starting the football game, which was a changeup for the Cleveland Browns. His ability to run, to put that foot in the ground. There are, when I look at a guy like Terrence West, there's pros and cons. There's so much that I like about his game, and I think there's a few things that I don't like, but a lot of that is because he's just a rookie, so he's improving as he gets more carries. Still needs to humble himself because he is still just a rookie. That's right. And lastly, the offensive line. Welcome back, fellas. You are playing well. You have built continuity. You have ridden through the lows and have just created your next flow. So good luck in getting your rest and get ready for the Texans defensively. I'm going to go with, as I said earlier, Craig Robertson, and his performance is not just centered around that interception, even though it set precedence for that football game. He was all over the place. And also, too, he made a lot of special teams impact as well. I'm going to go Buster Screen for his two picks. And lastly, Dez Bryant, second leading tackler on the team, as well as two sacks, that back-to-back sacks on Andy Dalton.
All right, I'm going to go, as we're running out of time here, I'm going to go with a little bit of – I give everybody a game ball. I think this was a total collective team effort from top to bottom, and I'm talking about the head coach Mike Pettine, defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill, offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan, all the position coaches. This is an organizational triumph here, doing something they had not done in 17 trips on the road in the AFC North, getting that win. So I think everybody associated with the Browns football operation, from the general manager Ray Farmer, Morocco Brown, the head coach I talked about, Jimmy Haslam, Alex Schneider, everybody gets a game ball here. And I also want to give one to Leah Still, because that was a very moving moment having her out on the field yesterday, and she gets a game ball from me and really the Bengals for their support of Devin Still in the 75 jersey. It was a great victory Friday. It's going to continue. It's going to be victory Monday after a great weekend here. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thank you for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Go Browns!
Go Browns, GFB!